I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Wednesday's earthquake was the deadliest in Afghanistan since 2002, killing more than 1,100 people. Todd Nettleton is with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Because it happened in the middle of the night, people were in their homes, and unfortunately, many of those homes then collapsed.
The quake is a major test for Taliban leaders.
The Taliban is in charge. They wanted to be in charge of the whole country. Now, what do they do in a situation like this where the people are desperate for help and assistance?
Please pray Christian responders can shine the light of Jesus as they help earthquake survivors. And most importantly,
pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. They are serving the Lord. They are even telling other people about Jesus. That is an incredibly risky, incredibly brave thing to do. We need to be sure that they are a regular part of our prayer time, not only when there's an earthquake.
And Sudan's political headway hits reverse, but the gospel is advancing. Security forces killed a protester in Khartoum last week as he demonstrated against military rule. That makes 102 civilian deaths since October. Junta and civilian bloc leaders remain at loggerheads. Meanwhile, a church-centric Bible translation team celebrates progress. Unfolding Words CEO David Reeves says the Sudanese Arabic translation is a critical resource for bilingual believers. Find three ways to partner with Unfolding Word at missionnews.org.
The most powerful thing and the most strategic thing you can do is join us in prayer. We are pressing up against powers and principalities of darkness in these parts of the world where they have been held captive. You know, they haven't had access to the gospel. Our enemies don't want to see that happen.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.